This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Trans POV is more than just the trans narrative. There are the usual questions about the trans person's earliest memories and their various stages of gender exploration. We have already discussed the differences between transsexual, transgender, and gender fluid, and that gender identity is different from gender expression, which again is different from sexual orientation. While I am usually open to answering other people's respectful questions, which no one would ever dare to ask of other transgender people, it is clear that simple definitions aren't enough anymore, and we need to be talking about lived realities, and sometimes the voices we need to hear from aren't always trans. It's time for a bit of Trans 201. Welcome to Trans Point of View.
Now, I'm going to have a shout out from everyone here. When I point to you, you say, hello. You ready?
Hello.
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 Hi.
You're going to get closer. Well, there you go. Welcome back to Trans POV. I have a room. I feel like a sardine in here with all y'all. There are that many little people in this room, y'all. Now, there are that many people in this room. And what's the max age? Who's the oldest here? How old are you?
11.
11. How old are you?
11, nearly 12.
How old are you?
9.
8.
8.
God, okay.
We're sisters of the age.
I think combined they're maybe just as old as me. Now, I thought a special treat and something. Yes.
Maybe we should count how many people are actually in the room.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, one, and then a partridge in a pear tree with all the parents. All right, now we've. Hold on, guys. Hold on. I thought it'd be fun actually to hear from the kids themselves. These are all these children in here. Now, is everyone in this room transgender?
Yes.
No.
Who isn't?
Me. Me and my brother and somebody else.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm just checking. So all of the children here attend a group called Rainbow Connections. They all go together with their parents. They all get together as a group of kids to basically just do fun kid things.
Correct.
Yeah. So tell me about Rainbow Connections. I'll start with you.
It is a facility to help GLBTIQ plus people that are under 12, so they can actually attend a group. My mummy created it because there was no other group that allowed children under 12 to attend their group. Back then,
thank you.
There was none.
What about you, Isla?
I was thinking because they made it because there were
some kids, but the kids didn't actually know anybody else that was actually like them. It was like they're different. Some people think it's fun to be different, but for some of them it was different in a bad way. Yeah. So they made it so then those people can actually relate to other people and actually, have some friends that like them.
Now your sibling is in the group, isn't aren't they?
No.
That's them. Your siblings.
Yes.
So we have siblings coming together in a group. How's that? So supporting each other in all of this? How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Sorry. Raven, why don't you talk?
Because I don't want to.
Fair enough.
Because he doesn't want to.
Go ahead.
Rainbow Connection is a youth group for people that want to be, get together, if they want to get married to a boy and they're a boy, that's fine. And if same with two girls, if they want to get married, that's fine. So I decided to go there because girls, they're really, really pretty and they get to dress up. And
I thought I should maybe be a girl, so that's what I did, and that's it.
It's one thing I used to get a bit, when I see some of the kids that come in here, and I always have to go and ask, I have to ask, who's actually trans in here? Because when it comes to kids under 13, you don't even know. And every kid playing around the playground, and every parent that comes into the group, the majority of parents that actually interacted with are actually cisgendered themselves, which means that they don't identify as trans. And myself, it's really interesting taking my kids to this space where my kids don't identify as anything other than the gender they identify as they were assigned at birth. And see, my kids, they blend in to the whole group of kids, don't they? Yeah. You just want to speak on the microphone, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. So what do you want to tell? What do you want to say?
This is my first time.
What about your sibling? What's up with your sibling? You want to say anything? No. Tell me about your purple hair. I love your purple
hair. No, Ruben does not want to talk.
My purple hair is beautiful, and that's all you need to know.
Oh, why, thank you. Thank you.
So true.
I think he's not. Just tired.
Tell me about your overalls there, Charlotte. Your beautiful rainbow outfit. Tell me about your beautiful rainbow outfit.
Well, today we went to a rally for, like, a rally because of the survey they're doing, and we did the rally because we wanted gay and lesbian people to marry, and we were just saying that we wanted equality and we wanted it now, and they explained why everyone should vote yes.
How did you feel before you were able to come out? I'll start with you.
I felt a little bit worried of people not liking me as a girl, so I decided, you know what, I'm going as a girl, and even though, no matter what, if I get bullied, I don't care, I will just walk away, and yeah, that's it.
How do you feel since coming out? Do you feel better?
I feel really better because I get to be playing with my friends and not doing parkour because I don't really like parkour, and I can do dancing and singing.
Nice. What about you, Ella? How did you feel before coming out?
I felt terrible and miserable.
Did you? And how do you feel now since coming out?
Great!
It's
and
like,
Tara wants to laugh. Tara, say something.
Say
never.
I heard you say something.
Tara's my best friend. She's
Tara's
shy.
Your best friend. So Tara, you're Isla's best friend?
Yes.
Yeah?
She's shy.
Did you know Isla before Isla came out as Isla?
Yes.
Yeah?
We're family.
Your family. So what was that like for you as her friend?
It was very hard to get the name right.
Yeah. And how is your friendship now?
Really great, and I can get the name right now.
And luckily, your sister didn't get
me. What would...
That part was funny, wasn't it?
And this thing is you see these two little girls sitting here talking. One is trans, one is not. They're best friends. And you're no different than the other two little girls playing on the play yard. And you wouldn't even know whatsoever. And this decision and where the child's come at it, with coming out, this is all the guidance of the child and how the child is feeling. And I know Kobe has told me in the past, like, just the sadness a child had and wasn't your same child as they were before. What about you, Charlotte? You want to tell me about how you felt before and how you feel now?
I was a bit sad and frustrated that nobody was, like, listening to me, hearing that I was a girl. It, even when I was stating it so clearly.
And then now?
I feel great. I have a supporting mum that cares about me so much. And she's created a group for me, for us.
Yeah. Does she cuddle you like she's cuddling the puppy?
Yeah.
What's that? Huh? We're whispering. Hold on.
Sorry. But yeah, I feel really great now.
How hard was it to tell your parents? So when you told your mom, how hard was it for you?
I don't really remember, Mom. How was I feeling when I told you? Because I have bad memories.
Were you scared?
I wasn't shy.
Well, clearly, none of you were shy then, and you aren't shy now. What about you? Was it hard for you to come out to your mom and dad?
Well, no. It was really easy because I have a loving mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And also, I have three of my best brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And one name is Ethan, Jaden, and my sister is Antonia or Tony. And I felt really good coming out with my parents, and it's just been a good life for me.
How's it been with your siblings?
Really good.
Yeah.
Ethan, he does basketball, and I used to do netball.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't because my heels were starting to hurt.
And, you know, they're just kids. They really are just themselves. There's nothing different, nothing whatever. Happy kids. Anything you want to say?
I don't care what people think about me. I can wear what I want.
Yeah? You happier now? You feel better?
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you tell your mom? What did you say to your mom when you said, Mom, this is how I feel and this is what I want to do?
I just said, when we were in the shops, I just asked her if I could get a girl's top.
Yeah. And what kind of top was that?
Just like a casual.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite kind of color, a favorite top or outfit do you like to wear?
Beautiful light clothes.
Beautiful light colored?
Yes.
Nice. Do you have any creative things that you like to do that are your favorite things?
Hair dye.
Painting your nails?
No. And I love jewelry.
You love jewelry?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite piece on now?
No.
Yes.
Shower has a really cute pet puppy dog.
Does she? Is that what's in the room now?
Slubber a lot of times. It's a pug. Cross Cami. I don't speak English.
No.
Neither does Charlotte's family.
It's not just Charlotte, but Charlotte's family. So, when you're in the schoolyard with Isla, and does anybody ever say anything about Isla?
No. Only sometimes.
But if they did?
Once or twice.
When they did in the past and stuff, were you there as a friend?
I just say, none of your business.
Yeah. Do you say the same thing?
Yeah.
Next person.
Move along, next person.
Move along, nothing to see here. Move down. Do your schools have, like, special, like, spaces or stuff if you're having a bad day or anything
nope.
like that? Yeah, yours does?
Well, yes. Ours does, but Isla's never been to it.
Oh, I'd say Isla's pretty tough, though.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
But you, Charlotte, you see your school has a special place for you in case something gets bad?
Yeah, my classroom, really.
Anybody else want to share me anything about their... Yes, Charlotte?
When I was coming out...
Yeah.
It wasn't hard, but it wasn't really easy either.
Mm-hmm.
I told my mummy, and she said, no, you're not a girl. I always used to hop in the girls' lines. I always used to try and go into the girls' toilets. I don't really think the toilet should be gendered.
No.
So when I told Mummy, she was like, no. But after it just continued, she said that I could start to be, I even had a name called mm-hmm. Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And I could start, and Mummy said that I could be called Charlotte at home, but not at school. But then one day Mummy was watching the news. Four Corners, it was Georgia, yeah. And Mummy went to the RCH, and she went to the clinics, and she had a talk with the specialists, yeah. And, yeah.
Well, she's like, Mum, I got this.
No, I'm saying thanks for helping me out, because this was so long ago, I can't remember it. And I'm glad I can't.
Gotcha.
But even if I did, I wouldn't care, because I have such a supporting mum right here in this very room.
Now, hold on. These two over here. Yes, Isla?
And now when we made the kids group, the kids that are on it are famous.
They're famous, are they?
Mostly on the radio, and we've been on the radio another time. And I forgot the other things.
Yes, Tyler?
Even if I don't really care if my friend is transgender, it's nice to have a good friend,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like I don't really mind.
That's really good, and it's nice. You learn that at an early age that it doesn't matter what they are; it just matters who they are. Yes.
I homeschool and I feel comfortable with it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever see yourself going back out to a school, or are you just happy staying there?
Just want to homeschool.
Yeah. How are you when you go out and about in public and people say maybe she or her or any other thing else, or do you ever, people ever say anything about your hair?
They sometimes say cool hair.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm called a she.
Yeah. How's it make you feel?
Fine, but I don't really care.
It's good. Ladies and gentlemen, when they say don't work with children and animals, I'm dealing with both at the same time right now.
Am I the animal?
You are clearly the animal, Isla.
Yay!
Yes.
Thank you for listening to this radio, and we will see you next time.
Again, Isla, out, people.
Well, it was very nice to be here. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it, and well, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Tara, out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably one of the more unique episodes I've ever done. But it's really good to hear the kids themselves and how happy they can actually be going through transition, actually being themselves. And I know the parents in this room, as soon as I say it, they'll nod their heads that they actually have their children back, their happy children that they knew they wanted or that they had even beforehand. And to see a child of these ages talking about things like suicide and just not being happy in life is just completely heartbreaking. And I think the parents in the room as well in the background, and this is just a special episode I'm doing just for the kids themselves. It will go out on a podcast as well as normal, but it's important for me to allow them to have a chance to give their voice. When you see another family going through this or another child going through this, please remember this episode and happy kids just having a good time and just being themselves. Anything else, kids? You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Goodbye. Have a nice day, everyone.
And goodbye.
And thank you for listening today. If you do want to reach out to us, you can get us on email transpov@joy.org.au. You can also get us on Facebook, which is transpov on joy. You can get us on Twitter, transpov, or you can just come to joy.org.au and just follow up what's going on here at Joy in general. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.